Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews. Beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
Oh yes, the start of college basketball is almost here, and the season is upon us. Certainly a lot of excitement as we look forward to previewing a number of teams right here in the Big 12 Conference. And what better person than to help us dissect and break it all down than ESPN's very own Dick Vitale. And welcome back, Dickie V. You know, we've been trying to catch up with you for some time, but you've had such a busy summer and fall. You had the big road trip to Italy, you got basketball courts being named after you, and of course, raising money for the Jimmy V Foundation. I just got to ask you, what's your silver bullet? Are you drinking Red Bull all the time? How do you have so much energy?
I'll tell you one thing. I just try to keep going at it, but going to Italy was really a big thrill. Alyssa. I got an opportunity to have a private audience with my wife and the Pope, and to meet Pope Benedict XVI was an incredible thrill. We were over at his summer castle Gandolfo, and we just had a great, great time. And then we toured Florence, Venice, and certainly Rome, and had my grandchildren with me and my daughter, son-in-law, and we had a blast.
What an incredible experience. Well, we're going to get right to it, because before we get underway and preview, just there are so many intriguing storylines this year in college basketball. We definitely, Dick, we wanted you to weigh in on the continuation of the not-so-good news with the NBA lockout. Everybody's talking about the players and the owners and what the viable options are, but my heart goes out to the thousands of employees and the impact this is going to have on so many of the businesses, especially in those smaller markets.
Yeah, you think about all those that really lose an income because of this. You know, it's just not about the players and the millions that they had set aside anyway in escrow. And I really think it's sad. It really is tragic when you think about the dollars these guys are making, and you think about the owners, the billionaires involved. Just incredible. I find it mind-boggling that they can't sit down logically. I mean, with so many people living below the poverty line, and these people are arguing about billions and millions, and I don't know. I think sometimes the fans, you know, they've lost interest in the fans, because think about it. A fan can't go to the game. The average dad cannot afford a ticket. It's basically all a scenario, corporate groups buying tickets, and it's gotten totally outraged. I mean, guys that can't play make $6, $7, $8 million a year. I mean, I saw the average salary was better than $5 million a year. Think about those numbers. $5 million. We're not talking LeBron James and Nowitzki. We're talking about guys, just the average guy.
Yeah, those are incredible numbers, and I'll throw out this stat to you. Also, the fact, you know, you look at where we are in America right now, we've got 15 million Americans that are unemployed right now, and certainly they're facing some dire times and really struggling. But I will say, since you bring up the fans, I mean, it's such a huge blow for them, because they don't have a say. They don't have a voice in any of this, and they've been the most loyal.
I couldn't agree more. I think that the fans really are the ones that are front of the ear, slapped in the face, and it really becomes tragic. And I just wish these people would get their heads together and realize, you know, everything's about greed, whether it be now we see all these teams moving to different conferences, make no sense geographically. One of Pittsburgh and the Syracuse go to the ACC. I was talking about Boise State for the Big East. I mean, give me a break. All you have to look at the map, and, you know, it makes no logic. But it's all about greed. It's all about football. It's all about dollars, dollars, and dollars.
Okay, Dick, you have been such a fixture in college basketball, but I also got to share with our listeners, way back in the day, you also coached in the NBA. In your opinion, how can this be resolved? What would you suggest? You've got that brilliant mind. If you were in that room behind those closed doors, how would you shake things up?
Well, you know, I think, number one, you got to sit down with these guys and basically have them understand what's at stake. I mean, like you said, there are many, many innocent people losing a lot of money, and I just think that obviously you got to use your intellect in a positive way and set aside some of the greed that exists in there.
Well, you know, and I will share too, if us being here in the Metroplex, our home base is Fort Worth, but, you know, Dallas, my heart goes out to Mark Cuban and his Dallas Mavericks, because with the cancellations of the first 2 weeks of this season, they're not going to be able to celebrate and collect those NBA rings on that season opener, and all of this lockout has really overshadowed all of their success.
What a great story they were. I tell you, to win that NBA title, to beat the so-called great group that was assembled with LeBron James and company. I did a big appearance for Hooters, by the way, has given over $2 million to the V Foundation. But I did a big show where they were picking up picking Miss Hooters, and one of the judges was Sean Marion in Miami. And let me tell you, when he was introduced, the crowd was not a happy crowd, but he handled it so beautifully and smiled and waved to him. And I was teasing him after. I said, "You got one thing, my friend, that they wish they had. That's that NBA title, baby."
Oh, it was so sweet. And you know, Dick, there were so many epic storylines when you talk about the Miracle Mavs. Dirk Nowitzki, his ability to close out in the fourth quarter. But really, comment on this, because I wanted to talk to you about this summer. It was truly a team of chemistry, and they were led by such a terrific head coach in Rick Carlisle.
Well, yeah, you know, everything got down to the fact that they all sacrificed their individual gain, and they had a superstar that really finally got the recognition that a lot of people knew. I mean, Dirk is an absolute superstar, and he rose to the occasion, and everybody climbed aboard. And don't forget the player, Jason Terry. But you're right. I mean, the coaching staff did a great job, Coach Carlisle and his staff, in getting him to understand what the team concept was all about. T for togetherness, E for effort, A for attitude, and M for mental toughness. And that's how you build a winner. And then he had an owner that was willing to do what he could do. And he brings so much enthusiasm and energy. I mean, say what you want about Mark Cuban. He's my kind of guy, man. He does things with passion, with pride, and with feeling.
It was truly an amazing run. We are talking to the amazing, legendary broadcaster. That is Dick Vitale of ESPN. He needs no introduction, and we are going to quickly shift avenues and move ahead. Right here in the heart of the Big 12 Conference, the big, big news this week is TCU will now be a part of that league. The Frogs move to this conference. I think it's going to add a tremendous amount of stability. What was your thoughts hearing about this move?
Well, I think finally something made sense in terms of a team moving to a conference where geographically they belong. I mean, them going to the Big East was, I thought, ludicrous. And I thought that they made a wise choice, and it's great for the Big 12 to see them remaining. And now it looks like they'll have 10 teams. It'll be interesting to see what happens to Missouri down the road, because I don't think they're done yet. But getting TCU was a major, major plus.
Okay, so speaking of the Big 12 Conference, I got to talk about my Oklahoma Sooners. I love the move by our athletic director, Joe Castiglione, the hire of Lon Kruger. Now, I know he wasn't a big sexy name, but he has been around for some time. Tell us what kind of impact he is going to have with the Sooners this year.
You know, I think, Alyssa, when you look at Lon Kruger, he was the best hire of all the hires that I've seen during the course of the year. I thought he was the best hire by Joe Castiglione. I think getting Kruger was a stroke of genius, because this guy understands how to win. He's won everywhere he's been, whether it be Kansas State, whether it be Illinois, whether it be Florida, or whether it be down in Vegas. And he just understands how to win. And plus, he's really a classy guy. Lots of integrity. He's very loyal, dedicated, and he knows how to get people to understand how to be unselfish and to play as a unit.
Okay, another big hire in the Big 12 Conference is Billy Gillespie, and I just have to share with you, Dick, this is a guy, he seems like a cat with nine lives. I mean, he's not always been the right fit for a lot of schools, but you can't deny this guy knows how to coach. What will he do in Lubbock?
Well, you know, I think he's back where he belongs. He belongs in the state of Texas. That's where he was really comfortable, and that's where he really is recruiting ties. And he was lost. He was totally lost out of Kentucky. He was out of his element, and I think for them to give him a chance now, I think that's going to be a positive. As it is also for Coach Knight now going on to Lamar, I think he's going to do a heck of a job there. I mean, Texas is a tough job, man. When you're looking at teams like Kansas and Texas and Oklahoma States and Missouri's, I mean, life in that league can be very, very tough and unkind.
Okay, my final question for you. Quickly, give us an assessment. Baylor seems to be the top pick for the Big 12 Conference this year, and KU, they're going to drop down just a little bit, but what are your thoughts on those two particular teams?
Everybody's talking Baylor, obviously, and the reason Perry Jones III coming back, and certainly that's a big plus. I mean, that's one of the great storylines in college hoops this year, that kids like Harrison Barnes, Perry Jones III from Baylor, people like Terrence Jones at Kentucky, Jared Sullinger, Ohio State, all said no to the NBA and are coming back. I think we have a lot of quality teams, but don't underestimate the Jayhawks. They've won 7 in a row in a Big 12. You still got to go Frog. You still got to travel through Lawrence. They don't have the talent level listed at Nevada in the past, but they start out with a couple of good players with Taylor, and certainly when you factor in Thomas Robinson, why he's going to have a big year, and the fans at Frog, Rock Chalk Jayhawks, very tough to beat on that floor.
Outstanding. So what is your ESPN schedule? When can we look forward to seeing you out here in the Big 12 Conference?
Well, I'll be November 11th kicking off my season on a carrier ship. It's going to be a special game and a special day on 11-11-11. Michigan State against the number one team in America, North Carolina, and the ship is going to be filled with all our military people and people that really, to me, are our heroes. If I can close with this, Alyssa, if anyone would like to help me in raising some dollars for cancer, especially kids battling cancer, go to DickVitaleOnline.com and follow me. Follow me on Twitter /DickieV.
Absolutely. You're always such an inspiration, Dick. We wish you all of God's best, and we look forward to talking to you real soon. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to put on Facebook The Real Dick Vitale. I was on with Alyssa Walker.
There you go.
She's the star, baby.
The biggie. All right. Thank you, Dick. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead here in just a moment.